Next trick, I'll need a volunteer. All right, we are back. So what we played last was so we played "For My Next Trick I'll Need a Volunteer" by Warren Zevon, and then "Billie Jean" by Michael Jackson. Both artists with a history of run-ins with the law, I guess you would say. Yeah. So this is giving up. I'm glad we did not give up on those technical problems because of those technical... That was a bad joke. But what we are doing now is running the show off of my phone, so...
Don't text
me. It'd be a... It could have disastrous consequences. If you have ideas for artists who you think are just big old jerks, call Connor. I don't know what Connor's phone number is.
You can text me.
You can text Connor.
323-301-07-07-1-8.
Which is Connor's phone number. So you can call her or text her. Anytime, really. She's really open to that. She's good like that. Very reliable.
Pick up my phone every time.
Yep. So in lieu of having some more chatting, we're gonna play some songs for you. If Spotify on my phone didn't crash all the time, which it does, so hold on 2 seconds. So how about that crazy stuff happening in Ukraine? People who are listening. This is entirely Connor's fault for a computer being broken.
You can try it again.
By the way.
Do you want to try it again?
No. I do not want to try the computer again because it was too much pain and suffering.
All they want, they can knock all they want, but they won't get in. Not tonight. Cause I'm about to make my mark on you, girl. You are my world, my piece of paradise. If you let me do what I want to you, girl, I promise through this whole night I'll be kissing you. Until your body comes, until we see the sun. Send you into shock, girl, once I touch you with my taser tongue. And I just wanna get her wide open, give her what she been missing, that feeling. Lick it till she's shivering, oh. Then I'm gonna look her in her eyes and tell her I love, I love, I love, I love.
Down, down, down.
Do it to your legs, shaking. Do it to your legs, shaking. Do it to your legs.
Listen, I'ma start from the forehead to the lips to the neck to the chest. Flip her over, then I'm kissing down her backside. Yeah. Flip her over again, I'm ready to go for a swim. I'ma make her body tremble if she act right. Make her woozy as woozy get. Feeling like we on a movie set. Can you feel the vibrations? Yeah. My tongue just like a jacuzzi jet. I put your man to shame with it. I don't play no games with it. I'ma have you gripping the sheet screaming when I write your name with it. First, last, middle. And my tongue just likes to scribble. Morning, noon, and night, I gotta have it. I'ma dial, get it up like bits and kibbles. Make me dribble like CP3. But I rep that DTP. So if you give me that, I'ma give you that. One leg up over my shoulder. Let me be your remote controller. Let me try to keep my composure. So many different ways that I could fold you. Oh yeah, I go to town. You should keep me around. Cause every night I'm going
down, 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 down.
Do your legs, shaking. Do it to your legs, shaking. Do it to your legs.
I'm going
down, down, down. Do it to your legs, shaking.
Oh,
do it to your legs,
yeah.
Shaking. Do it to your legs.
Make a shake. I'm gonna make it shake,
together and watching that workout fit, girl.
Well, you looking all good and stuff.
Girl, I know. It's that workout.
Got you a six-pack Shakur and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
My nigga, I'm tired of putting 187 in my nigga pages. That shit ain't working no more.
Girl, y'all know I'm a video professional now. Ever since I caught this new workout plan, my shit is right. Rolling in Lexus, act right. Everything, girl.
Girl, you need to let me know how I can cop that. How much is it?
Girl, you know you ain't gotta pay for nothing around me. I'm the bootleg queen. I give it to you for free 99.
Free 99? That's my dog. You always looking out for us.
My nigga, now I can throw in my bus pass and shit. Oh my god. Oh shit.
Special people change. How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide. In a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide. In a champagne supernova.
a champagne supernova in the sky. Wake up the dawn and ask her why. A dream, she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eye. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you'll find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova. Someday you will find me coming the last line in a champagne supernova.
All right, going in last in, first out order, we had Champagne Supernova by Oasis, Workout Plan by Kanye West, and Legs Shaken by R. Kelly with Ludacris. Hold on.
So next up, we have a song by Gary Glitter, who isn't so much as a jerk, he sort of transcends a bad person in quite possibly the worst way. I remember this happening actually when I was little in the 90s. He turned his computer into PC World for a virus repair, and they log into his computer, they open it up, and it is full of child porn. And this, we both work at the computer repair at our university at Brandeis, and this is the one thing that they train you that you have to report. Like, that, a lot of things can be on a person's computer and we say nothing. It's like the Hippocratic Oath, except for that. And Gary Glitter thought that, you know, not good. He was like famous and rich. He could just bought a new computer at that point.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like,
I think he probably just didn't know how computers work. Yeah.
Anyway, next up is Gary Glitter with Do You Want to Touch Me?
Oh yeah.
Bye. treats me with respect. He says he loves me all the time. He calls me 15 times a day. He likes to make sure that I'm fine. You know I've never met a man who's made me feel quite so secure. He's not like all them other boys. They're all so dumb and immature. There's just one thing that's getting in the way. When we go up to bed, you're just not good. It's such a shame. I look into your eyes. I want to get to know you. And then you make this noise. And it's so apparent. It's all over. It's not fair. I'm feeling pretty damn hard done by. I spent ages giving head. Then I remember all the nice things that you've ever said to me. Maybe I'm just overreacting. Maybe you're the one for me. That's just one thing that's getting in the way. When we go up to bed, you're just not good. It's such a shame. I look into your eyes.
Do you really think she'll pull through? Do precious son. And I'm the only one. I do what I want and I want what I see. It only happened to me. I'm so free. And I used to talk. Then we went down to Times Square. And ever since I've been hanging around there.
Hey guys, so that was I'm So Free by Lou Reed, and before that we had Girlfriend in a Coma by the Smiths, and before that was Not Fair by Lily Allen, and then of course the classic Do You Want to Touch Me, Oh Yeah, by Gary Glitter. Sorry, we were going to talk before the last song. Before I'm So Free, Lou Reed. But we got distracted because we were looking up an infographic of all of the KitchenAid mixer attachments. There are a lot. Many of them are very nice looking.
You can make and fill ravioli.
And sausage. It's really everything you need.
Amazing.
The other thing we're going to talk about is so I'm listening to these songs, and I'm like, whoa, these songs are pretty catchy. Never really listened to the Smiths before.
Really?
Yeah, not really.
God, you seem like such a Smiths type. Mopey.
I'm pretty mopey, though. But it's kind of a nervous mopiness. Like.
Yeah, I listened to the Smiths a lot when I was, like, 13. I was 13-year-olds, too.
And, I don't know, it makes me feel kind of slimy inside, like I ate a bunch of bacon or a Big Mac or...
The Smiths
French fries.
Or just...
No, just kind of all of them, it just makes me feel like I'm like enjoying the music, and I'm like, wait, but some of these people did like bad things, which I guess is the point.
Dead moral of the story.
Yeah, we're going to wait a little while for that to sink in.
Oddly enough, it entirely doesn't bother me.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. Hey, we have 10 minutes left, so we're gonna play some more songs.
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress, Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Tangled up in blue. I had a job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew tangled up in blue. She was working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. Just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Tangled up in blue. To burn her on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. From me to you, with them on Montague Street, the basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. Get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they do with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
to love her madly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say. Don't you love her madly? Wanna be her daddy? Don't you love her face? Don't you love her as she's walking out the door? Like she did 1,000 times before. Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say. Don't you love her as she's walking out the door?
Okay, so I think with that we're gonna say that, okay, Connor has a thing to tell you.
She didn't.
She was just pushed me away from the mic and approached the mic with nothing to say. So as we kind of wrap up the first episode of Giving Up, I just kind of want to take a moment to think back to the first episode of Car Talk, wherein.
We're not allowed to say that on air.
We can't say that on air?
We're never allowed to mention it again.
No. We never admitted wrongdoing or anything. We just stopped using it. But okay, so the first episode of our previous radio show had some similar problems wherein neither Connor nor I knew how to operate the soundboard or
no, I actually think there is something legitimately wrong this time.
Yeah, well, there's an actual problem. It's not just our incompetence, but there's some nice parallels I felt. Anyway, thanks for bearing with us. The last couple songs you listened to were Lover Madly by The Doors and Tangled Up in Blue, Bob Dylan, B Dills. what was the song before that, Connor?
I don't know, man.
Okay, yeah, whatever. Good night, ladies.
Now I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus cool. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field.